I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
How good can you hustle? Like, how hard will you hustle? How hard will you work? How hard will you look at your team and inspire them to hustle?
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast, LA Startup Spotlight. This is Esprit DeVore, your host, and I have Spider Tech here in the We Are LA Tech office today.
Hi, I'm Rahul Sidhu, the CEO and co-founder of Spider Tech. We are data-driven policing using artificial intelligence and analytics to help transform law enforcement agencies into data-driven organizations.
And where are you guys based?
We're actually based out of here in LA, in Manhattan Beach by the Manhattan Beach Pier.
And now you're not from LA originally, right?
No, actually, I was born and raised in LA, but I did spend a lot of time on the East Coast going to school and working as a fire rescue paramedic.
And you even went through Techstars.
Yeah. We were in the Techstars New York program for Spider Tech. Just finished that up in December of 2015.
So what I'm really excited to talk about, and we were talking about this a little bit before we started the interview, is you have a really interesting startup story on how you even got into tech in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, I've always been tech-minded. I've worked in public safety for almost 6 years, starting as an EMT and then working as a fire rescue paramedic. I helped build an app for paramedics back when I was in college, actually. I had a patient who I was transferring to the hospital, and she was having a heart attack. And I dropped her off at the hospital and thinking, okay, you know what? I did the best I can, and she's probably going to survive. She'll be fine. Dropped her off in the ER. And then I got news that she ended up dying. And a big portion of that was because that she didn't get an EKG as quickly as she should have and get transferred to the cath lab, which is where they need to go when they're having a heart attack, as quickly as she should have. And my thought was, look, all these paramedics, we have smartphones. Why can't we just take photos of EKGs in the field and send them directly to physicians and then circumvent the ER and go straight to where they need to go? So I started working on that, and that was kind of my first true foray into tech. After that, I became a cop in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area, and am now working on solving a problem that I saw as a police officer, which is that law enforcement agencies don't have access to their data and aren't able to use their data to solve simple problems, complex issues, identify liabilities within their own agencies, identify opportunities to decrease traffic collisions, decrease crime, and really bring law enforcement into the 21st century.
Crazy. Like that's pretty heavy.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, there's not a lot of a Silicon Valley presence in law enforcement. So the market itself is saturated with these old legacy, you know, companies that are building out platforms that are so old, and the police officers themselves are using really, really outdated technology. So, you know, when we build something with just even a general concept of user design and with the understanding of how police officers are going to use it, and, you know, the modern ability to look at your data and understand what's going on in your agency, it really makes a huge difference.
What makes LA the right city to grow your company versus, you know, Silicon Valley or New York?
Yeah, that's a good question. And having spent, you know, 3 months in New York growing our company at Techstars, I can definitely tell you a little bit about the differences between the two. But Los Angeles is a really, really good sweet spot for building a company for a lot of reasons. Number one, you know, people like to live here. I've lived here almost my entire life. You're living in an area where recruiting is a lot easier because people want to move here. In fact, two of our engineers moved from New York to Los Angeles to work for us out of LA. The ecosystem is rapidly growing. It hasn't finished growing. It's not saturated. There's a lot of opportunities to still come out on top as a startup in Los Angeles. You know, it's spreading from places like just Santa Monica to Venice to going south, even beyond that. We're in Manhattan Beach. Some people wouldn't consider Manhattan Beach necessarily Silicon Beach, but we are making it, you know, a really great place to work. And you've got Playa Vista just came up in downtown LA that's really spreading its wings too. So I'm just excited about Los Angeles being a part of that LA tech scene as it continues to rapidly grow.
And for people who don't know, what is Techstars?
So Techstars is a large tech accelerator. A lot of people might have heard of Y Combinator and Techstars being the top two accelerators in the country or in the world. The difference is Y Combinator is, you know, it's based in San Francisco. They do a lot of Bay Area stuff, but Techstars is everywhere else. Techstars has, you know, hubs in New York and places like Detroit, here in Los Angeles. I was just helping out with with they have a Cedars-Sinai Techstars, and they have accelerator programs with the Techstars brand that partner up with corporations and focus on specific verticals like mobility or healthcare, like they had in Los Angeles, IoT, et cetera, to really help these companies grow. And part of that is giving a sizable investment to this company at the right moment. But they do a 3-month, very intensive, you're working out of their office type mentorship where you have access to all of the best mentors in your vertical, in the tech, industry, the best investors, PR, everybody. It's just you have access to them, not just in those 3 months, but for life after your Techstars co-founder, your Techstars company. It's a remarkable process. And I would highly recommend everybody, really look at joining an accelerator. I don't want to be biased and say it's just Techstars, but it really worked out for us.
And if you had one ask of the community, something the community could do to support you in accelerating your success, what would that ask be?
That's a really good question. We sell directly to police departments. It's not just about bringing these police departments in the 21st century with data, but another part of what we do is help connect the communities to the police departments and help the police departments better communicate with their communities and build those community policing partnerships. And, the past several years, law enforcement has gone through a serious transition and continues to go through a serious transition with a lot of the stuff you see in the media, some of the issues between law enforcement, the community, the lack of accountability sometimes, the transparency, the fact that some of these communities are having a hard time trusting their police departments. And a lot of these, these police departments, they want to solve those problems. They want to partner with their communities. And a lot of that comes down to the technology they're using. One part of our platform actually automatically compiles and sends out reports to all the citizens that call for police service. So if you were to call for a vehicle burglary, the platform will send you an email that says, "Hi, you called on such and such date and time. This is what you called about. This is the dispatcher that you talked to. This is the officer that took your report. Since then, 23 police officers have personally read and acknowledged your request. A police vehicle has driven by your location 47 times to ensure the safety of you and your property." That kind of thing. That's a real step up in being transparent and communicating with your community. What would really help us is when the community members know that something like this exists and that their police department can be more transparent and be more engaged with their community, and they build that demand, it makes it a lot easier for us to go into that city and say, "Hey, we have the solution for you." It's not just police chiefs we deal with. It's the mayors of these towns, the cities. These are the people that understand, "Hey, look at what this is going to do for our community." And it's really the community that creates that demand.
Definitely. And I love that. What LA Tech startup or company or entrepreneur has really impressed you recently?
I can definitely say Impact Health. It's a company run by Christine Carrillo and Helen Lee, who are also Techstars co-founders.
Rad, female founders.
Yeah, female founders, really strong team. Christine's probably one of they're both really strong hustlers. And I think a big part of, being a good founder in the early stages is just how good can you hustle? Like, how hard will you hustle? How hard will you work? How hard will you look at your team and inspire them to hustle? And they inspire me to hustle. And we're actually, we use their product. Impact Health helps companies and individuals find affordable healthcare plans in a way that hasn't been done before. And our company sources our healthcare through Impact Health, and it was the easiest, really cheap way for us to do it. So we're not only do I admire them as founders, but I'm a user of their product, or our company uses their product, and they've grown a lot and done a lot with what they have.
And what is their URL?
It's impacthealth.io.
Perfect. I love it. And people who want to kind of cyberstalk you and dig deeper into spider tech, where do they go?
You can go to www.spidertech.com. It's spidertech.com. Or hit us up on Twitter @SpiderTech.
Thank you so much for spending your time with We Are LA Tech. I absolutely adore how involved you are in the community, and I'm really excited to just even be exposed to Spider Tech. If you guys believe in everything that We Are LA Tech does, go to wearelatech.com/believe to support We Are LA Tech. If you're looking to dig deeper into the We Are LA Tech community and just be a part of, what's going on in the city, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP with a whole chat group of entrepreneurs and investors and engineers and product managers. You're in the We Are LA Tech chat, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm in there.
So yeah, definitely. I look forward to seeing you guys in the next episode. Bye. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.